Welcome to the Life Lessons Podcast with your host, yours truly, Philip Peter.
Good afternoon, guys. It is another episode of the Life Lessons with Philip Peter podcast. You already know who I am, Philip Peter.
And I'm Renard William Anderson.
Javon!
And this is... Yeah,
I'm Javon. I'm Javon. Yeah.
And we have a guest today.
Would you like to introduce yourself, guys?
My name is Alia Allison.
Yes. Simple was not on point in the intro at all.
Yeah, man, I'm confused from before. He's been stunned.
Starstruck.
Guys, yeah, they've been on my case.
Like Cupid, come cross and say so.
Bow!
Pop.
Rough, bro. I remember saying in a previous episode, they say a China and thing that up to before work hard and a man say China and thing that now all of a sudden it become more localized.
Like,
we're not fighting thing, we're not make the connection to nobody.
Right? No.
You understand? So, what we'll be looking at today is continuing.
That's
yes.
Right.
The previous conversation about male breakups. Now we included Miss Allison because she had an opinion that we considered
valuable,
and interesting to actually dissect.
She spoke on the fact that we gave experiences, but not necessarily expressed feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So we gave scenarios. Oh, this time we didn't do this. I want to actually tell
how
we felt in the moment and stuff. So
what we're going to do, which is going to be a bit different, we're going to give her the opportunity to ask
us questions.
The questions in relation to emotions.
Sure.
So, of course, this is good money.
Sure, you're right, Peter.
We'll live for content.
I'm not that many plans for.
Exactly, you know.
I thought we were going to just talk and then feelings will probably come out.
Exactly.
I have to give her a fair shot. And I didn't think of it either, but, you know, I'm a genius in the moment. Not outside of it. So, yes, Alia, whoever you want to ask first, and you can ask
whoever and whatever.
Yeah.
I guess.
And it has to be in relation to emotions.
Alright, okay. So my first question is, what do men normally experience feelings-wise? What do men normally experience after a breakup?
And who is that question?
How do you normally feel after a breakup?
Who
is that directed to me specifically?
Who
for you.
I'm asking you.
Okay, that's good. Right now, you said it.
No, pay attention to me. Answer the question.
Okay, job.
You got a question, sir.
Yes. Usually there is a sense of loss. And then even more so, the heavier feeling is the sense of detachment. Because as we said previously, even if it's not a case that you love the person, being in contact with them over a period of time, you develop and build up that attachment. And really and truly, we are, at least I am, normally used to being in control or having things play out as how I see it. In a case of somebody actually like just getting up and leaving me, that's a different dynamic. I think I would feel angry too, maybe. And sad. But that comes from the whole sense of loss and the loss of control. Because as men, you're really taught to try to keep everything under control, to think logically, to act rationally, and take things from there. And not just
put emotions and
out there. No.
We didn't need. If I could answer this question as well, I think personally, the feeling of confusion is one that often swirls around,
mm-hmm.
right? But not before the feeling of, you feel like, oh, so it happened, all right? And then it hits you that, oh, this just happened. And then, oh.
When it hits you, how do you feel?
Then when it hits you, it depends on the relationship. If you know why you broke up, then the feeling that hits you is, ouch, you know, you feel hurt to the fact that, okay, I messed this up. Or if you don't know what happened, then there's the feeling of confusion where you're saying,
yeah,
what me do?
Yeah, which is what we hinted at last week, but we never go further into it because you expect.
Yeah.
If it's someone you do and you know, say, all right, they're a drunker for argument's sake, well, if you're a drunker, you must fly one day, right? But when you are not informed, and then the person does say, oh, it not work.
Even if a person don't say anything at all, they just make some space, and then I get the space thinking, oh, everything is fine, but then all of a sudden, the relationship disintegrates without even an explanation, then You're just out there in the wild, like you're just in an ocean. So you're surrounded by water, and you don't know where to go, where is land, when is the next lifeboat coming in to save you. You don't know who, when you call out for help, you don't see a light tower, none of that. That's
so
how
it's light dark?
Even that, it's dark. It's
okay, next question. How do men, after the hurt, develop like this courage to get back on their feet, because they're supposed to be the ones who ask females out, supposed to do, you know, make the steps in the relationship. So how do men then, and do you think that this hurt, how men deal with hurt affects them in their next relationships?
I see everybody looking at me.
Yes,
yeah. So
are you?
All right. For me personally, perhaps I'm the worst person to ask in the room about this one, because it's basically one of the reasons why I've chosen to remain single for a while, and it's because set of the last relationships that I've been in, I realized that there was a pattern. Like,
oh, slow down. You said last relationships.
So
ships.
More than one.
When they say last, it sounds like a one.
Not at the same time.
That's why
I
try to help you.
Oh my gosh, Peter!
I try to help you.
The last few relationships.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you fine now?
I've been out in the room.
Yeah. Number one. Nobody feels it. Yes.
Oh.
The road that boat.
Thank you.
I'm trying to help.
My brother Peter was trying to see me. So yeah. I was in relationships consecutively, right? And the thing is that I realized that there was a pattern in almost all the relationships where the issue would have been the same thing, right? And I realized that there had to be something within me that needs to change. So I looked at it in a sense to say, oh, it couldn't possibly be the fault of the other person.
What is that issue?
I mean, it's I'm very outspoken, so it's not necessarily personal, really, but it's something that I'm still working on finding out.
That's not the issue. What is
the issue? You just get the issue. I know.
The issue is something I'm still working on finding out myself.
Working on finding out what the
yes.
issue is. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So there's
giving
a common issue that you didn't know.
Yeah.
That it's still unknown to me. I mean, I've heard from other persons that, hey, this could possibly be the issue.
But you're still not sure.
But I'm not willing to accept it simply because persons might say things out of bitterness. So let's say...
What is that thing
that
they keep on saying?
What
do
they keep on saying out of bitterness?
Why do you say that question to me?
No,
All right. The last person told me. This female told me. Right?
So she's this female now, but can't it?
So you saw me
I would be toxic and how we the toxic twins.
Alright, so what she told me was that I wasn't willing to fight for what it is that I want. Right? So I would have an interest in somebody. And the moment
something come up, they run.
Not necessarily run. But it's almost as if I'll try and deal with it at first. And then the second time I run. All right, go on. And I know that that's something toxic because in order to be in a relationship, you have to be devoted, committed. Yes, that's the right word. And be willing to work through certain issues. But the thing is that I've realized that a lot of females are expecting males to compromise, commit. But when it's on their side, or it is now their choice to commit or to compromise on something. They don't want to do that.
They say moving too fast.
They're moving too fast. Or they might say to you, if it was God's will for us to be together, then
we'll be together.
We'll be together. Or it would all work out. But when it's on your side, you're expected to not be too spiritual about it and just make the compromise.
And that's a statement that I don't necessarily like. If it's supposed to be, it will be.
I
remember, faith without works is dead in a brother. Right? So if it's supposed to be, we work on it while looking for guidance from God. That's how you do it.
Precisely.
You know, say, all right, I'm going to go my ways and you go your ways. So if it's supposed to be, God, I'll put it back together.
Precisely. If it, as a matter of fact, if it is that we're dealing with relationships, one of the things that I value the most in relationships is communication. And if it is that we don't communicate as much, then we cannot possibly expect that we're going to somehow come back together. I think we're watching too much Disney movies.
And, nice too,
I mean, they're nice and they're entertaining, but the
messages are
flawed. We're applying them to our lives without wisdom at times. So back to the story. This young lady said that, you know, it is that I don't fight for what I want. And I say, all right, cool. That could be the case for real. I mean, could be one of the reasons, to be honest. But at the end of the day, I don't mind fighting. What I do mind is that if it is that I put out the effort to fight, don't then just give up on me and then expect me to continue fighting. So it's almost as if it's almost a thing where females expect you to pursue them.
Over,
but when you do pursue them,
then push you away.
Then push you away and say, you see, Unaman, I just love every woman.
Toxic.
I want to go after every woman in the city. When that is not the case. I've approached females before and I've said to them, you know, I'm never interested in you. Yeah. How much other females do you have interested in?
No. What do I mean?
You understand me? And if it is that... No, but even if you dare say that, because I've been in situations where I've been that honest. I've been like... Same. So they're like, how many other persons you have a like for? And I was like, because with me, I'm not really hiding nothing, to be honest. So I'm like... You know, some like somebody else, I'm like that person, whatever it might be, but it's not on any serious level as it is with you.
Dating a few.
And, no, not dating, just like. Keeping I'm not afraid to say, I'm just, just like, not even date. And I said that, and she's like, nah. So it's almost as if she would prefer me to say, yeah, I'm not having interest in anybody else, except for you.
And this is the thing with I've been on the spectrum. I've been on the spectrum, so I can
13 minutes.
I can speak from being on the spectrum. I've been where I've said, you know what? I'm not going into another relationship after coming out of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gone into another relationship because I just came out of a relationship. Because of the hurt, I don't think I want to face this hurt. I don't really want to go through this right now. So we just get that distraction, what they call rebound. Rebound relationships. I've been through it. So to answer your question, some men after relationship, They go through the hurt, right? And say, I know what? Let me see what really happened.
And it affected the next relationship.
Yeah. Let me see what happened in this relationship, why it never worked out. And so I can apply it to the next relationship I go into.
Yeah.
Some men, them just go in our next relationship because they don't have the strength to deal with what happened, the pain and all them something. So they just try to distract themselves into a relationship and become toxic, so it affects the relationship that they're in. But we're... It's not one-sided because you do have the females that sometimes the man explain to the girls, all right, so this is what happened in the past relationship.
This is what
we've been through, and
we don't want to go through this again. I'm not the one who was going to do so. I was
just so we don't want to go through this again. So do me a favor. If we can avoid doing this, then we can avoid doing it. But then it still happens, and you have... umpteen times, like for his example, where the women say, you know, fight for me. And when you do fight, them run. And then they say, I move too fast because the previous relationship, they never fight too much. They say, you know what, I'm fighting in this relationship because I'm going to see the value of where it's going. And then they run from you. And they go find somebody else and say, you know, yeah, I move too fast.
There are two things that I'll add to this. As we really kind of went in there for this. Two things. One, the danger, they can't be committed for committed's sake. Being committed to the wrong thing is more dangerous than not being committed at all.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The trick with life is that you have to know when to go, when to stay. And it has to be an internal thing. Because there have been instances where you've been with people for too long. And it just, for me, is a matter of not being a douche or being seen as a jerk and decide to stay. But you see the red flags, you know, say, you know that they can't carry her home to mommy. You know that. Because first thing, the house too small and she goes say something about it.
Yeah.
You see me? So that's one thing. The second thing is that we have to get over the fear of being lonely.
Yep.
And most people say that about women, but that's especially salient or true with men as well. Because it is thought that we should be with somebody. We always should be with somebody. If you say, for example...
It's not good for man to be alone.
It is. It isn't good. But the other part of it, what about the instance of being with somebody who is just as good as being alone?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'll let that sink in.
No, say that again.
You're saying, what do you do where you are with somebody who is just as good as being alone?
Mm-hmm.
Because if we mentioned this before, but you have the girlfriend ministry where you are always saving, you're always on a mission.
Mm.
And say, boy, this girl got through that. And we know that you'll always have girls with issues and people with issues overall. But it can't be that that's not your job. When I meet you, now the first thing I want to know is what is wrong with you,
yeah,
so I can
fix it.
Fix. Mm. Because what happens is that if I only find my identity in fixing you, what happens when you become a restored person? We now have no more interest.
Mm-hmm.
And we did made mention of the fact that trauma affects your personality to the point where when you heal from trauma properly, you actually can become a totally different person. Because Naaman, the man Naaman who had the sores before he dipped in the River Jordan, I believe personally that he was a different man when he came up and he had baby skin, because the insecurity of having the sores, he didn't have that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And he would have experienced the miracle of being restored.
Can't chat to him now.
So it's a lot to unpack. But you have to get over that fear of being alone.
And not to go off track, but just to align with what Peter is saying, you have in certain instances where even in our society, we find that some females might be in a relationship with a certain person. Right? Let's say you're in a relationship with a taxi man. Not to call the taxi man name. In a relationship with a taxi man, right? And the taxi man somehow finance your education. And now you reach graduation day, you're now educated. You realize that
you're no longer interested in taxi man
because you realize that, no man.
The perception changed.
May I study to get my doctorate or may I study to get my master's or my bachelor's, and the other young man that has a bachelor's or has a master's or a doctorate is far more intelligent than the
taxi man.
He might not have as much passion as the taxi man, you know, or care about you as much as the taxi man, but nevertheless, he's perhaps on par with you as it pertains to degree or qualification. And so, exactly. So it might be somebody that travels outside of the country quite often, and you say, you want the lifestyle? Taxi man, I think, go local life, and you know, your mentality becomes something different, and so you seek out other things in life. Yeah.
Well, the issue is, do you know, as a man, do you know what your purpose is? And this sounds like a drip up because it is, but you have to know what your purpose is in order to find a helpmeet that lines up with that purpose.
I know, you know, some women don't even like that term, helpmeet. And a woman who doesn't like the term helpmeet, fellas,
modern
check her out, because I mean, help me, I mean, say,
you mean, check her out as in make her check out at the hotel,
yeah, make sure
call her life.
Because if you have someone that is going with you side by side, your mm-hmm. passion, her passion, going together. And I mean, to share a slave.
It's because of what the help me, what is the term associated, the meaning associated with it. It's not necessarily that first be females dislike the term, but it's what is associated with. People think that women or help me not necessarily have sense. You just in the house, you just have a wipe and a clean and all.
No,
that's
a helper.
Yes, but that is the mate. That is the.
The stigma.
Connotative.
Oh, connotation.
Yes. Yeah. So that's what people think of the word. So it's best for to say a partner. Something else which means the same exact thing. And
but is it that we need to go back to the Bible to use that as the map by which you look at it?
It's easier to tell Christians to say help me to Christians.
I know. But you'll be surprised still.
You'll be surprised.
You have some Christians with
no, this thing can turn a whole different way. Because there are women in the apostolic circle right now. As we speak, if Jesus came and brought them a man, the one,
no,
they
lie.
Could not take him because
no,
they are so
not that dark.
They have But they have put being independent so high
mm-hmm.
that independence becomes their idol.
And submission is impossible.
And the thing is that, and submission, I can't talk about it. But the thing is that, even in a relationship, truth be told, if you trust your partner's judgment, even as a man, there are going to be times where you submit. But nobody really mentions that or looks at it because if all right, I can use this.
Men submit a lot, especially when it comes to finances and the woman.
Submit in the morning, not well.
No, I'm saying, but if you trusting her enough, you know, so she is able to
the
take care of.
The only way a woman should submit to a man is if he is on the right foundations. No man can. I mean, I submit to no man when a Christian, when a believer in a God, when I have a firm foundation.
Well, you shouldn't
but I shouldn't be with him
in the first
place.
Yes. So yeah.
Well,
but then you have incest. remember this, you have
something.
Remember the story I told you, right? Where you have some females as well, and this is one of the reasons why I basically took a step back as well.
Okay,
where
convert, man.
But remember
when you're in certain relationships,
well, if you're a young lady, beautiful, brownish, and you're willing to be submissive. I can hook you up with Javon. Seriously speaking.
Can't
do the thing. Can't do the thing.
Brownish.
Exactly. You get me I'm saying? You get me I'm saying?
I know why
I'm glad Peter said it and not me.
I know
what,
hold on.
People have them preference in it.
Peter preference, I couldn't never my preference.
You know what I'm saying?
I know, so
that's not my preference. Obviously, it's not.
People.
We've seen charm.
Charm is dark, bro. Not that type of
people. Peter, try to set me up. Peter,
every time you crush for no one, I know I'm brown.
Except
that's why I said brownish.
Peter, yeah, try to set me up.
She does have a little caramel type of thing.
See, a caramel and that too.
And then he look up and look down again. All right.
Let me continue my story, because Peter try to lead this astray. But anyways. I've been into.
She said,
you're the one going to talk foolish, you said, or no?
I've been in relationships where, as a young Christian, I've had to. It's almost as if you're trying to prove how holy you are.
Yeah,
to this person.
My God.
And, I mean, that's one of the things. And you said it earlier, right? I don't know if that's who you are, really and truly, but I'm just saying that's what came to mind. So, I remember this female that I was with. And I think I told you guys already.
We're going to keep on telling this story. It's still that book.
Where I was with her and she said to me that she was feeling tired, right? And it so happened that the day after that day, she was supposed to go and do some evangelizing, right? So she kept on saying that I'm tired. So I was like, you know, me, I try to put one and one together and make two. And I say, well, since you're tired, Chris, you don't have to go on the road tomorrow. I mean, you've been doing it for weeks and weeks. This person said, but I would use it, something like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, what? So I was there and I was like, wait.
So like somebody from my church.
So it sounds like me not holy enough then, because apparently I'm not connected with God enough to be wise enough to know, say, yo, if you're tired, you need rest. And so in talking to her, and even in talking to other persons as well, who are of a similar faith, I realized that it's something that is common amongst certain females. And so it has been one of the things that I look out for in the initial stages of even being friends.
Not being too holy.
Yeah. Whether I'm not, no, I'm not certain necessarily say being, but
being to be too holy.
But the whole idea of them being holy, looking for somebody that is holier than them, which is kinda
not pragmatic.
Which is yeah, it kinda not practical because to hold them holy, I doubt you can ever find anybody higher.
Because the thing is that I guess we wrap with this because but I remember when my parents got married, one of the major sentiments within the church at the time is that they didn't see how my mother would have married him. Because my mother was very spiritual.
Mm.
And she still is to this day. So she said, Holy Spirit, tell her this, that. Not wrong. Mm. No way. But my father is a bit more reserved. You're not going to really hear him out unless there's a need for it. But I have seen for myself how the dynamic works. Because sometimes mom will get flustered about something. Rightfully so. And that's like, yo, chill. And the time where you take for chill and just relax, things start making sense and you move forward from there. And then there are also other instances where, as a man, you enter a situation, you're not able to sense energy or, you know, how people really are in terms of their internal nature. And she's able to pick that up. So it's not a case that you're supposed to marry a mirror. You know, I'm going to stop giving these away for free. But it's really a matter of finding somebody that compliments you. We're not even sure how we got here, but we did go through the feelings part, the first one. So I will allow our guest to make her final statement, and then we'll wrap.
So my final statement is this, because we know that men are not really taught to be expressive. Men who are listening, and the men in front of me, please teach your sons. Teach your children to express themselves. End the cycle, break the cycle, try to have some changes in your family. Understand? Because we normally teach our sons, we have cried for your girl or your girl. You know, you can't be doing that. You have to make them know, say, yo, you can express yourself. It's okay.
It's a part of human nature.
Nothing like
it. And you guys should try to practice.
Yeah, man, Peter, it's closer.
Using feelings word like,
it's closer to getting a son than any of us.
Sad.
I know.
That's crazy.
Peter, it's closer to getting a son than any of us.
The truth is the truth.
But, for close thing, I think, well, no. This word kind of twisted at times because I'll use words like those. And I'll have conversations like those. But nevertheless, you find that persons will take advantage of such things. Nevertheless. And I guess that's one of the reasons why certain men
stay away from certain things
like that. They don't want to be vulnerable in a way where females take advantage of their feelings. Because I've been in situations where as a matter of fact, almost every relationship I've been in, I've been completely honest as it pertains to my feelings. And that's where the advice would have come from when I gave to Redim that nothing to be ashamed of.
That's the truth.
I didn't get clarity when I was vulnerable.
You'll get clarity eventually. So have a blessed week.
Remember to pray.
Yes, that's a good idea. Definitely send in your voice messages with the comments. Pretty you know, we're on Instagram and start praying for we as well. Have a great day.